Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
I'm not going to preach. I'm just going to give you instructions. Because that's what I have here. There's no more time. What you're seeing happening here is preparation, is equipping, is everything. He's pouring His Spirit upon all flesh in a manner that we have not seen. These young people will prophesy. The old man will see dreams, will dream dreams. Men and your women will see visions. They will prophesy. They'll see visions. The instruction is from the Lord. In the book of Luke 14. This one. It's not disorder. This is a nice order. This one is nice order. People lying, others standing, others do. This is nice order. The kingdom of God, this is beautiful. It's beautiful. When a place has become an altar, preachers stop preaching. When a place has become an altar, priests cannot stand to preach. When Solomon dedicates the temple, he says, may it be so that when they pray from this place, you shall hear them. And the Bible says that priests could not minister in the presence of his glory. We saw it from last week with worshippers. Today is continuing to affect everyone. We are all going to soak in his presence. I say we are all going to soak in his presence. Doesn't matter uhlotsi akhona 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 ibitsang take ya khona oke ya khona ya khona tsene ba o ka hlola ya khona but o ka se hlule. Amen. This one we are going to marinate in it. Oh yes. When you come out to be so soft, so tender. Huh? That hardness and stubbornness will be gone. I don't know if you are hearing me. When you soak in his presence, there are things that just break, you know? They just break. Things that you have been trying hard to deal with, they will just break. Tlaba motho a soft no ntse o le thata o gore be softy, softy, softy. People will be saying things and will say to them, if ne le mohlangwane ntho ne le ka se bue e. If ne le mohlangwane. Amen. When you really soaked, you cannot be the same. Never. Personally, but also even you will move in so much power, you won't believe it. Power. I'm not preaching. I'm giving instructions. I'm giving marching orders. I say I'm giving marching orders. I'm releasing my troops and giving them instructions today. Look, what? 14 from verse 15. Let's hear Luke 14 from 15.
When one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said to him, blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then he said to him, a certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent his servant at supper time, to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready. But they all with one accord began to make excuses.
So this man did what? Had a feast and invited people. So these were the invitees. They were invited. They were on the list. They're on the list. So he planned for 100 people and he started sending invitations. And then they gave him excuses. What did they say? Continue reading.
Verse 18. Mm-hmm. But they all with one accord began to make excuses.
Yes.
The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground and I must go and see it.
Oh. The next one.
I ask you to have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. And I am going to test them. I ask you to have me excused.
The third one?
Still another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.
Even now, when people hear that we are going home soon, some people say, not so soon, please, not so soon. Because I still have to marry. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, are you serious? You want to postpone this thing because you want to marry? Are you asking your neighbor, are you serious? Do you want the whole thing to be postponed because you want to marry? Are you asking your neighbor? You want to put the whole thing on hold because you, are you talking to your neighbor? Because you want to do what? Amen. So this one said, I just got married. I'm on honeymoon. What is this one saying? Huh? What is this one saying?
Verse 20. Still another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.
I'm on honeymoon, yes.
So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind. And the servant said, Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room.
Okay, read that again. He said, go where?
Verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
So the servant came and reported these things to his master.
Mm-hmm.
Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind.
Now, I want us to go through that. Go out in the street and bring in who? The poor? The lame, the what? The blind, and who else? The what? The cripple. Now, I believe that this statement or this saying is prophetic, at least in two ways. One is in that the first people who had the invitations are the children of Israel. Because when you read the book of John, chapter 1, verse 11, says he came to his own, but his own rejected him. John 1, verse 11. So this surely speaks of the nation of Israel. And once you speak about the nation of Israel, you cannot help it but look up to them and see what is going on there. Then you'll understand the times that we're living in today. I'll show you that just now. Are you still here? So they rejected him to a point of killing him. So Jesus said, the master or the host said, okay, fine, leave them. Go out in the streets. Okay? Bring in the lame, the sick, the what you call. So it's, this word, this statement is prophetic in two ways. One, it speaks about the Gentiles. Gentiles is you and I who were not in the initial list of invitees. That's why we are called Gentiles. We were not there. When his own rejected him, we came under an open invitation. Say, neighbor, your name was not even there. You came under open invitation. Did you tell your neighbor? So you came household to. Did you get it? Amen. So the Gentiles came in that way. That's one. Number two, why I'm saying it's prophetic is because these are the blind. These are now the Gentiles, they're often referred to in different ways. One of the ways that we're referred to is actually even dogs. How can you give children's food to dogs? So, no wonder these are representing Gentiles, no matter whether you say blind or whatever. But also, it also speaks about the fact that this invitation is going to be accompanied by something. The kind of power that will turn the lame into walking people. The blind will begin to see. I don't know if you are hearing me. Hallelujah. The lame will begin to walk. With this invitation, if you are blind, you will begin to see. If you are deaf, you will begin to hear. That is the message that you carry. We are carrying a message of demonstration of power. Hallelujah. Peter says, silver and gold I don't have, but that which I have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise and walk. Now you, I said you're receiving instructions and that's what you're going to do. You're going to come to people, I don't have what you're looking for, but what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus, rise and walk. That is the power that you are living with today. Oh, somebody didn't hear what I said. I said that's the power you are living with today. Coming in the name of Jesus. And leaving the situations turn around because you were there. You find people poor. I don't have money. But what I do have, there's a miracle I can pray for. Because I carry the name Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm getting ready for the crusade next week. Mama. Lesotho. Ooh, Jesus. Ah. In the name of Jesus. We are a generation that must demonstrate that we carry the name of Jesus. It can be that you don't have money, but you also don't have the power of the name. Am I talking to somebody? You can't say silver and gold I don't have, and also you don't have the power. What do you have? No. You may not give them money, but there's something better that you will give them. The power that is the name of Jesus. So he said, bring them in, bring them in. Wherever you find them, bring them in. And these are people like us. Ask your neighbor, where did they find you? Where did they find you? You know, we used to joke about this when we were growing up, and you look at this guy, he has come from the wrong side of life, if you like it. You can see he has been through stuff. Hallelujah. He has been through fire, hell, and back. And then we'll be joking and say, Wena, you know, they'll look at me, they say, you. And say, you are. When they found you with the gospel, you were playing just outside church. You know, you were just outside church, playing at the gate of the church. So people like us were snatched from fire. Oh yes, there are some people who are fire. Amen. There are people who look like Christians, but they're not Christians. They're not so bad when you look at them. They're not so bad. Are you hearing what I'm not saying they're going to make it to heaven, no. They still need Jesus, ne? But there are people you can see that this one is deep. Is deep. Those people are far. Amen. We have to go get them. Are you ready to go get them? Continue reading.
Verse 22. And the servant said, Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room.
Yeah. Now, I want you to stop there. You see, this happens in these are two events. The first one, they went out and they brought people. Amen? And they brought people in and they said to the master, it is not full. Are you listening to me? Now, if you ask many people who have claimed to have seen God or visited heaven, one thing for sure they tell you, almost all of them, that if Christ came today, very few Christians are going to go to heaven. Very few. Can I say that again? Many of them agree that if Jesus were to come today, like this afternoon, many Christians are not going to make it. And I don't think they are far off. We can see how the world is today. But when you look at this parable, it tells us that certainly Jesus does not want his house to be empty. God does not want his house to be empty. Because you can see the first set of events, they go out, but they don't get enough. And they say, no, they're reporting, these are now harvesters. They're reporting that, no, there's still room. And he says, go get them so that I can fill my house. We are not going to an empty heaven. I say we are not going to an empty heaven. As long as there are more people out there, we are going to get them. That's where the latter-day revival comes in. So when you're looking at the second group of people, this world is about to experience a new wave. Now read that. Listen to this.
Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled.
I like the word now, compel. Compel them to come in. Hallelujah. Now, this has an element of aggression. The Bible says that the kingdom of God suffereth violence. Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffereth much violence, and the violent shall take it by force. The aggressive. The days of the aggressive. The days of people who go out there and say, hey, Sindiswa manje ngoba uyasal. Are you hearing me? You got to be born again now. What's your problem? Amen? No, I can't hope. Rise now in the name of Jesus. Not the apologetic. Not the sorry. People will say, when you talk to people, say, can I talk to you? Say, no, I'm busy. Say, I want to talk to you. Huh? Stop talking to people like you're proposing something to them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is the time we have to compel people. Literally snatch people out of fire because some are already burning in hell as we speak. Because the time is so close. Hello? So he said, go out and get them wherever you find them. Go to the highways and compel them to come in. Hallelujah. We are going to compel them by preaching with boldness, by demonstration of power. We are going to do it. None of you is just going to preach without any power in the name of Jesus. I pray that you are going to be effective witnesses of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. When you open your mouth, someone will say, why do I have goosebumps? Yes, I'm not ordinary. Are you hearing me? Demons must start manifesting as you come. Say, neighbor, this thing of when you're sitting next to a sangoma in the taxi and she doesn't feel anything. Aye, man. Where is the fire? Where is the fire? Say, neighbor, where is the fire? Time for the latter-day revival has come, and it has begun. Thousands and thousands of people are coming into the kingdom of God. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands. And listen, you're not even going to go for those that look like, you know, look like there won't be any difficulty in getting them. No, you are going to bring to God criminals, hardcore criminals. You're going to bring in atheists. You're going to bring those scientists who have believed that science shows them that God does not exist. You're going to bring them where now? Oh, your amen is not. You're going to bring in people who can prove to you that God doesn't exist. You are going to bring them here. I say you're going to bring them here. You're going to go to the highways. I'm going to bring them. Continue reading.
Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways, the hedges, and compel them to come in.
Compel them to come in,
That my house may be filled.
Yes.
For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper, leaving all to follow Christ. Now great multitudes went with him.
Let's go to Luke 21. Let's go to Luke 21. Now, I told you that Israel was the first to be invited, they were the ones that were invited, but they rejected Jesus. And the Bible that says that they were blinded for our sake so that the Gentiles may come in. Amen? The time is coming when they will accept the Lord. And many of them, of course, will have to go through tribulation time, unfortunately. We'll teach you about all these things sometime. Tribulation, some of us believe that we won't be here when it happens. We'll be raptured just before it starts. In tribulation, it's going to be hectic. Say, neighbor, ungasali. Are you hearing me? So many of them will come through tribulation because it's in tribulation that they are going to start to believe that indeed Jesus Christ was the Messiah. Right now, Israel is still waiting for the Messiah. They don't believe Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Read from what? 24. Let's start from 24, yes.
And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled.
Now, listen. Say, times of the Gentiles. Now, the word times of the Gentiles refers to all the time when Israel was under the power of foreign nations, right from the time of Nebuchadnezzar. Some of you remember the statue of Nebuchadnezzar, which you find in Daniel chapter 2. We don't have time for that. Go look at it. Daniel was introducing and prophesying about what we call the times of the Gentiles, when foreign nations will control Israel. Amen? Starting with Nebuchadnezzar, up until the time of the Romans and the nations, mainly from Europe, that continue to oppress Israel. Okay? So those are the times of the Gentiles. Now, when you're looking at what we call the church age, which began with Jesus Christ and the coming of the Holy Ghost, they do overlap somewhere between these Gentile times or the foreign kings and the time that we are living in. There's an overlap. I will explain. Are you still here? So Jesus Christ says that they will be oppressed until that time is finished. So there was a time when it was prophesied that Israel would be oppressed because of their sins. When Jesus Christ was here, they were still under the Roman Empire. You'll remember very well. Amen? So they were still continuing in that period of what we call the Gentile period. Now, it's very important to understand that in the light of what Jesus Christ is going to say next. Continue reading.
The coming of the Son of Man. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear, and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. The parable of the fig tree. Then he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Assuredly, I say to you.
Now, when you see these things happening, say, when you see this happening, you must know that the kingdom of God is near. Okay, continue.
Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all things take place.
Now, the oppression of the Gentiles, the Gentile period from the time of Nebuchadnezzar ended. Amen? When Israel became a nation again, all right? It is referred to as the budding fig tree when they became a nation again. That was the end of that period of the Gentile period or the time of the Gentiles. Are you here? Jesus Christ says something very important here. He says that when you see these things happen, now, bit of confusion there. People misunderstand what he was talking about. He says, when you see these things happen, what are these things? When you see the budding of Israel, when you see the reestablishment of Jerusalem, when you see them becoming a nation again, and you see them recapture Jerusalem, you must know that that generation that will be witnessing these things will not pass away. Now, this was in 1948. Now, if you were born after 1948 or 48 onwards, the Bible says that you must expect to see Jesus with your own eyes. Look at your neighbor. When were you born? Say, neighbor, you are going to see Jesus with your own eyes. Now, if you look at Psalms 90, verse 10, David speaks about. Okay, can you read Psalms 90, verse 10?
The days of our lives are 70 years.
Uh-huh. He said the days of our lives are what? 70 years. Uh-huh.
And if by reason of strength,
uh-huh,
they are 8 years.
They are 8 years. So there are those who will be 18, 90 because they are strong. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I see you are very strong. You are going to do 100. Now talk to the other neighbor. Say, neighbor, I see you are very strong. And now let's say that. Say, neighbor, David says 70. But if you are strong, and I see you are very strong, neighbor. Ukwala 80, waikwala 90, waikwala 100. Because you are very strong, I can see that. But if we are calculating according to 70, 80, that would mean from 1948, that generation would be in the 70s now. Are you here? That generation will be in the 70s now. And that is the generation that must see Jesus come in the cloud. Say, I will not taste death. I'm the one that says, the Bible says, those that are alive, they are talking about me. Oh, no, you're not convincing. Say, neighbor, when it says those that will be alive, they were talking about me. I will not taste death. Hallelujah. There are those who have slept, Akir. They are going to be resurrected. And we are going to meet them in the sky. But say, neighbor, you and I, we won't be coming from the grave. Ne? No, your neighbor does your neighbor agree with you or what? You need somebody who agrees with you. Otherwise, change neighbors. Do you have a feeling your neighbor agrees with you or not? Do you have a feeling? Okay, say neighbor. You and I are the ones that will depart from here. Not from down there. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. So, two conditions had to happen. One was them to be established as a nation, 1948. The next event that needed to happen was the recapture of Jerusalem, which was in 1967, when I was born. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. You love Jesus. So that's when they recaptured. Now, declaring now that the end of the Gentile has come, which means from that time, from 1967 until now, Jesus Christ could have come anytime. Oh, you are not hearing me. The only thing that was left was the recapture of that Jerusalem. He said from that time, you people who will be alive that time must expect it to happen any time. So all my life, he could have come. All my life. 58 or 59, I don't even know. He could have come, and I thank God that what am I thanking God for again? Why? Remember, from the time Jesus Christ was crucified, the invitation, the open invitation was released. That first one you are seeing there was released that time. And men of God have been going, preaching. People have been coming, but very little. There was still enough room. But now I believe we are at that time of the second one and the last one. And we have heard of the great revival for many, many years. In fact, in 1906, during the time of the Azusa Street revival, it was prophesied that it will be 100 years from that time until now. Are you here? We are in that period. Now, what you are seeing, these are signs that something is about to break. Oh, am I talking to somebody here? Something is about to break. This is the time when we must go all out to the streets, to the highways, and say, hey, what's that? General. You will ask questions inside. Are you hearing me? The time of bringing harvest, you see, what the church has been doing, a lot of it, was that they have been gathering for themselves for a long time. People just wanted to make churches big, a large following, never about the kingdom. But now God is raising a generation that will be kingdom-minded. That all they want to grow is the kingdom of God, not empires. That's why I said to you, you are receiving an instruction to go out and populate the kingdom of God. With all those lames, the sick, the blind, you carry the power to do it. Listen, miracles will be so common that you won't be shocked anymore. I was excited to hear that young people next week or the week after, they are going to the hospitals. You are going there with so much power. I want to hear a report that you have discharged everybody in the hospital. No, you're not hearing what I'm saying. I pray that you won't go there and you don't cause commotion. A nice commotion. And the people say, demonic people say that these people are causing disturbances. You know, evil people, when you're doing good, they say disturbance. You must go there and annoy them because you are bringing people to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Young people, are you excited about this? Hallelujah. When somebody says, I don't believe God is alive, it's, sure, you don't believe, okay. I'm going to pray that you fall down now. I won't fall. Okay. Jesus, he says he won't fall. Boom. Okay. Can I tell me about Jesus then? Oh, yes. That's what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. You are being given instructions, marching orders to go for these latter harvest. For they must, it must come in and come in very fast and very quick. Don't be distracted by the 24th of September. Well, if it arrives, may you be found on duty, working. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What will you be, what will he find you doing? Let him find you harvesting out there. Don't sit here and wait for, you know, the danger of this is that all we want to do is to just prepare ourselves. What about other people? Just to make sure that when you are ready. What about other people? Because this Jesus is as concerned about you as he is about that person there. Yes, get yourself ready, but let it not be the only thing that preoccupies you. Let's go out there. I told you today I'm not preaching. I'm just giving you marching orders. Go with the anointing of God. So much power. Hallelujah. And bring in that harvest into the kingdom of God. Of course, people will come into churches. You know, one thing about good about the revival of God is even if it can start in the synagogue, it won't end in the synagogue. The true revival of God involves the whole body of Christ. That churches will begin to grow and swell in numbers. Churches will be so full that it will even exceed the pre-COVID time 100 times. Are you here? You are going out there with power. You are going to shock the world without struggle. You know, the secret of walking in the power of God is not to rely on your own strength. Don't try hard anything. Look at them. Don't try hard anything. Are you hearing me? You just relax and see God do wonders. It is faith. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I normally say, in fact, I think I heard it from another man of God. He said, now I just go tell to the blind man, you know, I pray right now that your eyes are opening. See in the name of Jesus. And he says, if those eyes don't open, I didn't say in my name, I said in the name of Jesus. He says there's nothing to lose. Do you understand what I'm saying? Saying that, but there's nothing to lose. You're not coming in your name. So just say in the name of Jesus. And then watch what will happen. The one you call his name, he will show up. And he will do the job. You don't have to help him by stressing and tensing. Hallelujah. Please, please, Lord, please, Lord, please. Please, Lord, may his eyes open, please, Lord. What? What kind of prayer is that one? Just say, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your eyes be open now. And just thank God that he's faithful. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the secret of walking in the power of God. Don't use your own strength. Just relax. Just declare what he told you to declare. Speak what he said you must speak. And relax. It's not your name that is at stake, not at all. It's not your reputation. It's his reputation. Amen? That is why the Bible says some of you will say, in my name, You have done 1, 2, 3. I said, I don't know you. You see, he cares about his name. He says, you said in my name you have done 1, 2, 3. I said, I don't know you. You remember that? He cares about his name. So the person who did not know God, he said something happened in the name of Jesus. What about you? Why stressing? You see cancer. Say, cancer, you're going. Even you, his stripes, by his stripes, cancer also must go. And some of you will see it shrink as you look at it. Amen. Am I talking to believers here? Amen. I can't spend all my life believing something that I cannot even demonstrate its power. And people just undermining it, undermining, speaking around me, undermining. You must begin to say to your friends, my friends, enough is enough. Now you're all going to fall under the power of God. What you mean? You see. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, what's happening? Yeah. Jesus. Oh. Amen. Somebody sick, bring that one here. I had some young people asking, are there mortuaries in the hospital? Okay, so you want to go there. I thought they were going to the sick people. No, they want mortuaries. I said, wow. You want even to empty mortuaries, not just the hospital. You want to discharge them also from the mortuary. Oh, Jesus. I love the zeal. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is still raising the dead even today. I believe it. I'll accompany you to that mortuary. I'll open that fridge for you. I say, go for it. How many believers do we have in the house today? Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. It's high time that this unbelieving, the Bible says that this generation will not believe unless they see a sign. You are the people of the signs and wonders. Amen. Hallelujah. Today you are receiving your marching orders. Go in the great power, in the great name of Jesus, and do wonders. Things that were never been recorded. Things unseen, things unheard. Receive that power of God. Wherever you go, receive the power of God. Carry this revival to all nations, to the highways. Hallelujah. Receive that power today. That aggression to bring in numbers. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have never led anybody to the Lord, you're going to bring thousands, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm done. Those were the orders. The next testimonies are going to be about you and how God is using you powerfully out there. How is opening the eyes of the blind? How is raising the dead? It's no amen. Amen. God Don't ask me how many people I've raised from the dead. There's no way in the Bible where it says, if your pastor hasn't raised one from the dead, don't raise one. I haven't seen such a scripture. What I know is that greater things you shall do than what your pastors have done. Greater things you shall do. Hallelujah. Say, neighbor, what we are seeing here is more small. Yeah. This is just your stepping stone, Jay. Greater things you shall reach to. Amen. This world is going to talk about you. I say this world is going to talk about you. Listen, we are tired of hearing news of children that are being killed, are being slaughtered, women that are being raped, and all this nonsense. When you've got Christians who carry the power of God, who could be out there creating this news? People want good news. We are sitting with the good news. When you open TV and open everything, is all this bad news. And you yourself, you even say, but so many bad. Why every time? Yes, you are the one who is the carrier of good news. It's you. What are you doing? Go out there. You can see these people are demonic. I mean, somebody's one girlfriend is going to go, and now he videos everything. That's demonic. That's not normal. That's not normal. This world without you. Oh. Matata kiablel. But you. You have to go out there and demonstrate the power of God. Hallelujah. Tsotsi ntse thipa or thipa eo tla bona wena. It will fall in your hand. Oh, never. 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 Abone ir bu. Yo. Strumus. But Christians today, haba bona tsotsi ba balea le batho ba bang. Ba 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 ipata ba ba balega. Ubuza alikwana ruetsa halang. 100 meters away is asking, what's going on there? Because you saw a knife. Now somebody must rise and demonstrate the power of God here. Hallelujah. A friend of mine was almost hijacked one night, and he was delivering some members late at night. And then this guy, and he's concentrating on this one that is getting off the other side, and somebody just opened the door, his door. And then he pointed a gun at him. Even before he could say anything, the guy started firing, shooting him. He saw, like, fire just coming out of the gun. All of a sudden, the guy was staring at him like this. Because the gun wasn't doing anything to this guy. He was wondering, where are the bullets going? This guy is still here. No wounds, no blood. The guy ran. He ran for his life. Do you think you can stick around when things like this happen? You understand what I'm saying? But to see better as well. We want people battling some to see Baba tomorrow. And these people are you, yourselves. You're all here. It's you. Amen. People without power, they're looking for exit doors. We want people who go forward in the name of Jesus. This world has had people who say they are Christians. They want to see Christians now. People walking in real power, demonstrating the power that they believe in. And I thank God for these young people. Honestly, I see something is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. You are living with this great power. At schools, wherever you are, we want to hear great news. We want to hear great news. Kopa assembly ko school or ke kopa assembly. Young people, or ke kopa assembly. I want to preach today and they're all going to fall under the power of God. You must preach in that assembly until you see people coming forward with drugs from their pockets. Di zolo, di daka, di daha, di okapi. When the revival is around, these things happen. Hallelujah. The bottle store to be empty. Are you hearing me? When the revival is here, you don't know. You are going to see things. May the booking begin to suffer losses in taverns. Oh, yes. May people stop going there because they are coming to the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, when you look at the state in which it's in right now, you can see this is dead grass that's waiting for the fire of God. And you are the fire. I say you are the fire. To ignite all this grass, let it burn. Amen. You are the only hope. You are the only hope. People don't have jobs. People don't have that. People don't have that. They are on drugs. They are on this. Where is their hope? Factories are closing down. ArcelorMittal, whatever, whatever. At once, I think unemployment is on 60% in the valley. Something like that. Wow. You should be excited as a Christian. Say, wow, this is time to show the demonstration of the power of God. I always wonder why areas that begin to suffer economically, churches are mushrooming everywhere, but they don't bring about a difference. Of course, I want a church in every street, in every corner, but that church must make a difference. It must not just be to lie to people that when they bring money, they will be rich. So that you suck more out of them and leaving them more poorer. No. We want more churches. But those churches must move in great power. Transform lives. Hallelujah. The economy of the... Because churches are there. You know, if this is demonic, because some of it is demonic, honestly. This economy thing, some of it is just demonic. But if the church is there, it must be able to deal with those things. Things that oppress the land from economic revival. We are the ones that must deal with it. But if you are slapperach, believing nothing, nothing will happen. Until somebody rises and say, enough is enough. I'm going to believe this. I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the church rise in great power. Let the church rise in great power.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.